And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
The Prince of Palaver, that is I, McGee, Chuck Roberts. Thank you for joining us today on Talk of the Quad Cities, Quint Cities. I'm going to explain that in just a little bit. I spent the largest cup of coffee I could this morning reading 40 pages of the Mueller Report. I was not in there. But let me say one thing. I knew, but I've been reaffirmed to myself, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, watch yourself. We're being played. And so, you know, that's just the first 40 pages.
Yeah.
Goodness, Lord Almighty. Hey, this weekend we got Passover tomorrow night. Then Easter Sunday, and in between all of that, if those of you who would like to get out and get some fresh air and help out the community, we have the Granite Creek Cleanup. That's this Saturday from 9 until noon. And if you would care to call and make a reservation, you get a T-shirt and snacks and, I don't know, a brand new car. I don't know what all they're going to give you, but you can call them at 445-5669. That's this weekend, the Granite Creek Cleanup. Good thing Mike and Deb do a good job over there. We have Terry Nolan, who is the mayor of the town of Dewey Humboldt, and Victoria Went, who is everything else. Here with us in the studio. So we'll get to them in just a moment. Let's take a timeout. Our first timeout here in the first inning of the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Dewey Humboldt Mayor, around the world at KQ&A.com.
Of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Extravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. A huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 8th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. It takes place at Yavapai College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 20th. And all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. And don't forget to bring a non-perishable food item for the Veterans Food Bank at Veterans Resource Center. Food and coffee will also be available. Don't forget the kids. They need to know that, yes, there were cars way back in your day. Also on Saturday, April 20th, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 9 till 3. There you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put in your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. Good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you very much for joining us this Thursday afternoon. By golly, the Diamondbacks swept Atlanta today off to Chicago. Hey, and we'll have that ball game tomorrow afternoon here, right here on the radio. I have in front of me right here. Listen. Prescott Valley Tribune. Headline, first choice for town manager drops out. We're talking about Dewey Humboldt. And then right below that is more fire protection for Dewey Humboldt residents. Am I timing this right or what?
Yes. You're doing a great job, Chuck.
Doing it, picking up on the news like
not
that.
Just another pretty face here, folks.
That's awesome.
Terry Nolan, you're the mayor of Dewey Humboldt and have been for a while.
10 years.
That's, you're vested. And
Does that mean I get retirement?
Yeah, you'll get double what you're getting now.
Oh.
And with you is Victoria Wenton. And are you vice mayor? Or
yes. I am now,
vice
yes.
mayor and also, if I can read this
I am
this
the
right,
director.
Of the Firewise.
Yes, I am. Dewey Humboldt Firewise.
So we got lots to talk about. If Chuck would stop ad-libbing and ask you some questions. First of all, a kind of a surprise that you were in a search for a town manager and you thought you had one, and that person kind of reneged.
Yeah, he withdrew.
Who's that?
Yeah, with Richard Heath. Yeah. Richard Heath.
Tell me about Richard Heath.
Oh, he's a very nice person. He came to town about 10 years ago.
Turn that off. Yeah. You're going to be on WikiLeaks now.
Mr. Heath resides locally, which was a great advantage.
Yeah.
He already had his housing, which housing in Dewey Humboldt is difficult to find for somebody coming in just, to rent somewhere. But he was extremely well-educated, well-versed in working with communities and with various councils and boards and so on. I had high hopes.
He knew his way around town, but did he just feel like maybe this wasn't right for him?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I had talked to him. I had lunch with him Friday, and we talked a little bit and everything, and then, I guess he decided that he would withdraw. He didn't think that it was the right position for him. So,
and away we go. So now... obviously, you had several people who have applied for this position.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm sure you had a secret executive special
yes.
session.
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow, what's the process now?
Well, the process now is we're going to offer a contract to Lanning from Alaska. His last name's Lanning. I'm not sure.
Alan Lanning,
okay. Yeah, from Alaska.
I believe he's right now managing, I think it's Cordova, Alaska.
Wow.
A small fishing area out in the Tuleville, the tundra of Alaska.
Well, I mean, that's a small town, and perhaps that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for somebody who's, wanting to come in with from Alaska to the... Central Highlands, as Brad Newman always says, of Arizona is going to be kind of interesting. Tell me about your second choice, and has this person accepted?
Oh, no, he hasn't accepted yet.
Okay.
The attorney will get in touch with him and send him a contract. From what I understand, he's already signed paperwork for a not a security clearance, but, to
background check.
Background check.
Yeah,
so,
well, I guess everybody probably had to do that.
Yeah, everybody does.
So, except the radio announcer.
Which may be a good thing.
Yeah.
Be a lovely, quiet room here.
But anyway, he's done that, and the attorney will talk to him and send him a contract, and hopefully he accepts.
And that may be, everything's all set then. We just don't know yet.
We just don't know.
We won't know,
for
another 10 days.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we don't know what we'll do.
Because sometimes these things, a person applies, then they find out somebody else was ahead of them. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, you never know.
On the other hand, they say, you know what? I'm glad that I got this call.
Yeah. We had contacted him previously when we found out that Mr. Heath had withdrawn and asked him if they were still interested, and they did say yes.
Yeah. And sometimes, and that's good. I know the other thing that it never makes, newspaper or radio copy is the fact that he's all set for it, and his wife says, "Oh no, I had a job in Northern California for a year, and a good job, and but my wife did not like that town. We were way up north, and so I applied for and came back to Arizona because happy wife, happy life, Terry. I don't know." Probably never heard that before.
No,
just saying, you never know that maybe your first choice had some others other than, someone say, no, you don't need this grief. We'll never know. No, also, weren't you looking for a city clerk or city manager?
Yes, we're looking for a city clerk.
How's that going?
The application position closed on that yesterday. So the existing interim town manager, Mr. Hanks, will look at those and probably do some interviews.
So that's still bubbling under.
It's still in the air as well.
And how many people applied for that particular position?
From what I understand, it was 12 or 15.
Oh, wow.
So, we're going to have a good choice.
Yeah. I should mention, and I always do that, Terry and Victoria live in Dewey Humboldt, obviously. And so many people drive down to Phoenix and kind of there it is. There it goes.
Yeah.
You like that, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we like our small town atmosphere.
You're not looking to become
New York. No.
No.
No. I was in a meeting with Billy Orr from Prescott, and I brought her back up, and she said, "Well, what's your town like?" So I took her around and showed her part of it, and she says, "Wow, I didn't realize all this was here."
Yeah.
So, she was really impressed by it. So
you did the same thing, Victoria.
Yeah, well, I like to escort people around when I get the opportunity because people are very amazed and surprised when they realize way in the back up on the side of the Bradshaw, there's a great many homes.
Yeah,
back
we're looking at
Blue Hills.
4,000 plus.
Plus.
Yeah, 4,000 right plus residents.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me that you're your own entity.
Correct.
You're not part of, no one else bosses you around, but that cannot, sometimes not a good thing.
Well,
like, for example, getting building permits and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have our own building department, and we have a building inspector,
But people don't realize they have
to, yes, do permitting for jobs and so on,
We had Dave Will. Was it Dave Wills last week? He's in the county. And he said, some people, they have a house, they live in this home for 25 years and they decide they're going to build something add on. And you just can't, just because you've been there a long time doesn't mean that you can just go ahead and do what you want.
Yeah, have grandfather rights and something like that.
All right, I want to talk about Firewise now.
Oh, thank you. That's one of my favorite subjects.
But first, we're going to take time out and listen to some of the people who help make these programs possible. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 11:30 on the AM dial, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Humboldt, Mayor Cottonwood, and 99.9 Prescott and Chino Valley. We'll be back also on the Internet, KQ&A.com.
Well, Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
What's in it for you this month at Findlay GMC Prescott?
Glad you asked.
First, we have a tent. You can't miss it. Under the tent is where the action's happening. We're doubling your down payment up to $2,000. We'll double your tax refund, too. That double could be worth up to $4,000 towards any new Sierra, Terrain, Yukon, or any other Findlay GMC model.
$4,000.
And right now, there are option discounts. Total volume discounts up to $12,237 on select models. Or financing is low as 0% APR that will stretch your dollar even further. So look for the big tent and let's talk. Findlay GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Findlay GMC in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. See dealer for details.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, here we go again. I think, I'm pretty sure, that we're back to spring. And our guests today are from Dewey Humboldt Mayor, or is it just Dewey Humboldt?
Just Dewey Humboldt. Dewey Humboldt.
Mayor's their own.
Yeah. They're
Mayor's
not
County.
Incorporated.
They're in
Harris
County. Okay. So, Dewey Humboldt.
Yeah.
Victoria, the article in the Prescott Valley Tribune front page, more fire protection for Dewey Humboldt residents. Since you are the grand poobah of all this, tell me about this.
Oh, Chuck, we are so excited. In fact, I've brought you a little gift. Hot off the press.
Oh, not hot.
Hot off the press. This will be appearing in our Dewey Humboldt newsletter. And we are having a grand dedication of those brand new four tanks, 8,100 gallons each, will be over 32,000 gallons of water stored in the Upper Blue Hills, water where we'd never had water before.
Yeah, and that's important because you've had some fires.
Yes,
not
in fact,
long ago.
We've had seven fires between January 1st and April 7th up there already.
Wow.
Yes, so.
And that's not lightning. It can't be lightning cause.
No.
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 No, they're not lightning cause. Just various causes, you know, fire that somebody had to burn a pile and it got out of hand and, you know, covered a well over an acre of burning the brush and so on. And it was right down the street from where these water tanks are now positioned. So we worked. This has been a process with these water tanks from clear back in 2013 when one of our residents at the time donated 5 acres to, at that point, Central Yavapai Fire and Medical. And then CAFMA took the property over in 2016. And
you know when you use that word,
what's
CAFTA.
That?
CAFMA.
CAFMA.
Yeah, CAFMA. Say it.
CAFMA.
For one time, you have to say Central.
Arizona.
Central Arizona Fire and Medical,
Authority.
Authority. Thank
yeah.
you,
Mayor. You only have to. Go through that once.
Yes.
So when you say CAFMA, now everybody
knows
what that means.
Yeah,
oh, so
and
go
I
ahead.
Forget people don't always recognize acronyms and what we use.
You know, it's interesting. I'll get back to you in a minute. I was thinking about the Mueller report I was reading, and the first thing they said was that I looked and said IRA.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, the Irish Republican Army's on top of it? Internet Research Agency. That was their... The Russian subterfuge.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what I learned as a council person coming in new 2 years ago is that you better learn these acronyms and you better run fast.
So, yeah. CAFMA.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
But anyway, We have been working with our fire agency in order to get this accomplished. It has been a long process. We are so excited that CAFMA did budget for us the $250,000 to bring these tanks in. They are ready. They have been filled by water tenders, not by groundwater. They CAFMA chose not to use groundwater off of the well that is currently on the property because they don't want it to deplete the resources up there. Water is tough enough up there, so they will bring tenders in and keep it filled that way.
How much to hold?
8,100 gallons per tank. That's over 32,000 gallons of water that will be stored up there and ready for use in the event of an emergency.
What would be and we anticipate, of course, with the thunderstorm season, lightning fires and stuff like that. I know also people who drive along dragging a chain. If they're towing something, that chain will spark. And obviously some clown throwing
a
cigarette butt.
Cigarettes out the window. Yes, absolutely. And so we have a tremendous fire group.
It wasn't that long ago. I don't live too far away from the fire they had out there at Antelope.
Viewpoint,
yeah. And that thing, on
spread
a windy,
like crazy.
On a windy day, you know, and they caught that before they lost too many, a couple structures, but not, you know.
That's our big concern. Yes, is that we only have one way in and out of that Blue Hills area. And so if that access down to the highway where they could restore that water in those tankers is closed off, we now have at least that amount of water sitting up there ready and waiting for their use. But we have a tremendous FireWise board and committee that they are just going above and beyond to educate our public in becoming FireWise using the grants. We have two grants going right now. We have a County 3 grant at $2,000 an acre, and we have our Powick grants at $1,500 an acre. Those are 1090 grants, meaning the resident pays 10% and the grant pays the balance. So. All of that I've given you on this paper, hot off the press.
Well, I'm going to give this to Bill. This will be part of the news tomorrow.
Yes. In fact, our big dedication, and we will have all kinds of dignitaries, and, of course, not only our mayor, but we will have our county supervisor, Tom Thurman, there. We have a speaker from our community. I believe Karen Fan has been invited. So this will be on May 22nd between 10 and 11 in the morning. Bring an umbrella and a chair.
Tuesday, right?
It's on, I believe it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it is the 22nd of May.
Yeah.
And we are just looking to, we've invited the community, the dignitaries, because this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. We've been working for over 5 years on this.
May 22nd is a Wednesday.
Is it a Wednesday?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Good thing the mayor's got his phone, right?
Yeah.
So we are very, very excited about that. But we have so many things. We just had our big FireWise community meeting last night, and we had a full house. It was very exciting. We even had a couple other council people in sitting in. We just are making great strides in our community with that, and we are always on the lookout for more community volunteers. We need a graphic designer. We need people that know how to write well. We just need the assistance in order to do even a better job.
It's going to be the biggest dunk tank in the state.
Oh, no. Are you going to sit up?
On the 22nd. On the 22nd, it's going to be the biggest dunk tank in the state.
But this is, and obviously everybody has to be behind this because it's to the benefit of
everybody. Village,
including
Chuck.
The insurance agents who say yes.
Oh yeah, your insurance, your some of the people's insurance will definitely go down.
That's right.
When they realize that the fire department has tanks there.
Do you have your own fire department?
No.
Okay, so you are
CAFMA. CAFMA's the one that did this for us and budgeted for this.
So if there's a fire, who do you call?
CAFMA.
And where is their
911? 911,
yeah.
And where do they have engines?
They got engines down at 169 and 69.
Right there by Mortimer Farm area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
To the east of Mortimer Farms, across the river, there's a fire station there.
Speaking of water, one of the issues that you had after the fires was when we had a big rain.
Yeah.
There were some real issues.
Anytime you have a big fire, you're going to have flooding afterwards. It's a given.
So, again, hopefully we'll get the grass and the weeds or whatever growing up again so they'll absorb the rainwater, not to turn off.
Yes, absolutely.
And that, of course, is in the Mare area, and so Mare was the one that suffered greatly on that.
Oh, yes. Mare was really...
But it starts with you up on Blue Hills.
the fire didn't start there. It started down, and then it went up.
Oh, it blew up.
And it blew up towards Dewey Humboldt and Big Bug Creek and stuff. So all the water coming down Big Bug Creek was, and the runoff was so much for the community of Mare that a lot of people got flooded out, and the trailer park on the other side of the highway, you know, that got tremendous damage there.
When you were here last, which wasn't that long ago, we were looking at some development in your area. Can't remember, it was Mandalay Homes or somebody was looking to build apartment buildings, and you were looking to have, you're hoping to get a supermarket or some type of.
No, we're looking for a supermarket, but the development that was going in with the apartments, that's in Prescott Valley.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was
right around the dollar store.
Yeah.
But it was down, I keep thinking, because it's closer to you than it is to some parts of Prescott
I think
Valley.
We'd probably feel the impact of traffic on that at some point.
It would be a large impact in traffic.
But that's been put on hold for now.
Yeah, I think Doran Homes was going to do that. I think they pulled that, and they're going to come up with another type of development or facility.
We also talked last time about some of the historical buildings that you have there and museums.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a museum right now. The museum, the building that they had for the museum was sold, so they moved out.
Well, you're trying to get a new one.
Well, we're working on
moving it to...
Yeah. They've moved a lot of their static display up to Mortimer's Farm. And, you know, Mortimer's Farm is happy about that because it's another exhibit that people can look at. What we're looking at is if we can get the EPA to stand up on their feet and do something.
He's a politician, folks.
and do something about the smelter site, then there is a building out there that we could give to the museum that they could use at their open area around it for static displays. And the building is just a shell, but at least they got something to start with.
That's what we talked about last time.
Now let me give it a step further here. Recently, David Nystrom, who directs the Dewey Humboldt Historical Society, approached our council and asked to have the word museum put into our zoning codes for the commercial one, and because that will give them a chance and an opportunity to look at all areas to purchase something to build a museum. And I think by the time the EPA gets around to doing what they're going to finally do, I think that could be a second home for them, another museum. I mean, I don't see why they couldn't have two.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the meantime, I know that they are on the lookout for a piece of property that would fit everything that they need. So, and we're excited for them. And the council agreed to do that. So the word museum is now in our zoning codes, literally from commercial C1 up.
And it's interesting because you had one.
We had a museum, yeah.
But it was a shame when they lost that.
But it didn't say anything in the – it was just there. It didn't say it's in the zoning code.
Well, it wasn't a commercial,
It was a commercial building that they had, so it was – there was no problem.
Oh, okay.
You know, but now because they don't have a building that – you know, they wanted something in a zoning code so that if they were looking for – buy a piece of property that it could be zoned and they could definitely have their facility there. So, it's coming. If – this works out with the EPA. They're going to be there the 15th.
Okay. Now that's what you lead me right into my question is, if they get off their chairs.
Yeah.
I'd use another word, but you're being very nice.
And stand up on their feet.
Yeah. No, tell me, the EPA, that amorphous organization that needs to come in and do what?
They're going to do a workshop and ask the people to come in. It's going to be at the elementary school and the gymnasium. And they're going to do this workshop and ask the people what they would like to see happen at those sites.
Duh.
Yeah. And I'm going to have an open house on the 10th so that people from Charlotte Hall, from Dewey Humboldt Museum, and mayor has a organization mm-hmm. for a museum too, and then also the prospector people and you know, it's to give them an idea to look at the piece of property and see what's on it and see how valuable it might be as a museum, which is, you know, it's definitely a site for a museum. I mean, not for a museum, but for a state park. And there will be plenty of room for campers to come to pull their trailers out there and camp. And then they can, that time, downtown Humboldt will start to come back to life because those buildings are sitting there vacant and someone's going to either buy them and start renovating them, or someone's just going to try and rent the property from the existing owners.
Okay, existing owners, they have some vacant buildings.
Oh, yes. They own the whole downtown, yeah. All the buildings.
But are they
usable?
Usable.
Yeah.
A couple of them are, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of them
What would you like someone to, if someone's listening right and say, hey, I may have an idea to produce, what would you say, here's a good idea to come in?
Yeah.
Tell me what you'd like.
With a curio shop or, you know, not an antique shop, but at least, you know, have someone come in there that's, you know, smelter related that could, you know, sell, you know, souvenirs and stuff like that.
Okay.
Plus put a restaurant up there, you know, that'd be closer to the state park site.
There could
site.
Be a little mom and pop grocery store in there even. I think anything service related would fly.
Someone listening right now says, huh.
I wonder. Yeah.
Who do they call?
That's right.
Who do they call? Terry?
Town Hall.
Yeah, or Town Hall.
What's your phone number?
The phone number
632-7362.
That's right.
There you go.
All right. We're going to take a time out. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. Terry Nolan and Victoria Wendt from Dewey Humboldt. And who knows what we're going to get
where
into.
Where we'll go to.
Who knows what evil lurks in my heart. we'll be more on Thursday Roundtable. KQ&A. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and around the world, kqna.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. Time for a news and weather update brought to you by Affinity RV. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office looking for a hit-and-run suspect. The incident occurred at around 8:15 last Friday night on Butterfield Road in Prescott.
The victim told deputies he heard a loud crashing sound at his fence line and found his fence had been knocked over. Also, a boulder had been hit and moved some distance. There was a witness who told deputies while inside his house, he heard a loud crashing sound, followed by tires spinning and loud exhaust.
YCSO spokesman Dwight D'Evelyn says the witness went outside to investigate the crash.
He went outside and heard the vehicle heading towards Chisholm Trail on Butterfield Road. The witness believed the vehicle was still in the area as the street is a loop with no outlets to other streets. No one actually saw the vehicle drive away.
Deputies checked the area but could not locate the vehicle. Between 15 to 20 feet of fence and several posts were knocked down. The large boulder was moved several feet. Damage estimated between $500 and $1,000. The vehicle involved, possibly a Dodge, should have sustained significant damage. Anyone who has information on this incident is asked to call the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office at 771-3260 or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. Meanwhile, a dump truck driver has suffered serious injuries in a rollover accident.
At around noon yesterday, several drivers saw a dump truck carrying boulders lose control after its right front tire failed. According to Prescott firefighter Conrad Jackson, the incident occurred at the Granite Dells Parkway overpass and resulted in the vehicle leaving the roadway before coming to rest, having dumped its load of rocks in the process. Bystanders found the truck driver stuck in the cab. Prescott Fire and Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to the scene. One engine company worked on patient stabilization, another worked on opening the crushed cab, while the third engine dealt with a ruptured diesel fuel tank. The driver was successfully removed from the cab and flown out to Flagstaff Medical Center. Highway 89A was closed for about an hour to allow a Native Air helicopter to land. ADOT crews later helped in removing fuel-contaminated soil from the roadway. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Your KQ&A forecast, clear and 45 overnight, looking at a high of 79. Mostly sunny on Friday in the Prescott area and the Verde Valley. Clear and 50 tonight with a high near 90 tomorrow. That's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley. The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQ&A.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Have you heard? Comedy at the Castle is back at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Back by popular demand, Comedy at the Castle is now on the first and third Thursdays of each month at the Dragonfly. Show starts at 7 p.m. and there is still no charge, so be sure to mark your calendars and stop by to enjoy a wide variety of comedians. Big laughs and good times are in your future only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to laugh.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
It's a hard surface design that can make a statement and doesn't require a lot of work. We'll take a look at backsplashes. Our tree of the month is seen all over, yet you might not know its name. Tips to maintain your refrigerator, and we'll be live at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association's home show in Tucson. So, come on over to our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
What are you pointing at me for?
Yeah.
My goodness gracious. Terry Nolan, who is the mayor of Dewey Humboldt, the town of Victoria Wendt, who is vice mayor and head of Firewise, which we're going to get back to that in just a little bit because that's coming up.
Major, important.
You betcha. But, Terry, I'm going to take this off topic for just a little bit.
Okay.
I noticed that you have a scar on your chest.
Oh, yes, correct.
Tell me how you got that.
Oh, that's a special club that you get into, and only a few people get into it. It's called heart surgery or bypass surgery. And, you know, some people get one bypass or two bypasses or three or four or five bypasses. So I was fortunate only at that time to get three bypasses, you know, a triple bypass. So, and I had it here in town at Yavapai Regional, and Dr. Torres, who is a fantastic surgeon, did all the work. You know, he made the design on my chest
that's lovely.
It's outstanding.
No, well, and that was what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
Yeah. Another person named Terry had the same thing about that many years ago. His name's Terry Furlong.
Oh.
Terry Furlong was a guitar player with a group called the Grassroots. And last I heard, he plays at the Haciampa on Thursday nights. I stop in every once in a while to see him.
Yeah.
But he had the same surgery here too. And I don't know what your symptoms were, but he just said I was walking through a store and he said I have to stop every 5-6 minutes and stop and rest. And someone who was a friend of his said, you know, you better go to the hospital. And he went home and they called ambulance. They said, you're having a heart attack right now.
Yeah.
What were your symptoms?
My symptoms for this was angina. I had had three heart attacks previously.
Ooh.
And the VA went in and, they finally did it, what they call an atherectomy. I don't think they do that procedure anymore because it's like a Roto-Rooter in your arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think they had problems with it hitting the out, poking a hole in your artery and people bleeding to death. But that's why they don't do it anymore. But I had that done, and I was fine for a while. And then, you know, I started having angina again and everything. And this one time, you know, we were home, and I was laying in bed. You know, we had gone to bed, and I was laying in bed, and my arm was hurting and stuff. And so I got up and took a couple of nitro pills. They give you nitro pills for stuff like that. And my wife said, you know, we're going to go to the hospital. So we drove into Yavapai Regional in Prescott Valley,
mm-hmm.
and they put me in a bed right away and did a bunch of tests. And then they come in the next day and said, well, we're going to do more tests. And then they did more tests. And then they said, we're going to send you to the main hospital in Prescott. And they did more tests in there. And then they said, you know, we're going to see if we can just go in and open up the arteries. Well, they did an angiogram, and that didn't work. So he said, we're going to have to open you up and do something. So I said, well, if you have to do that, okay. You know, I had a triple bypass, so now I got 38 more years a lifespan. They said, you know, I don't know if they didn't really say that, but I figured that, well, if they did it triple.
So you're checked on that pretty regularly then.
Yeah.
Now, and the reason I bring that up is because as mayor, in a growth area with all these issues that are going on, what do you do to deal with stress, or is that not really front burner for you?
It's not on my front burner anymore because, you know, I had all that at first, so then I went from an A-type personality to a C-type personality, or D, whichever. So now, you know, the stress doesn't bother me.
You're C because you still have a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
When you can say, I don't need that.
And when you can't put it down, it's always at the tip of your finger.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, obviously, as a mayor, you got to stay in touch. But I just think about those things as, you know, man to man, person to person.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a serious thing. I mean, people don't realize that they have.
This helps you perhaps to relate to other people when they have whatever the issue might be.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps relate. And, you know, it's really amazing because, you know, people come in there, well, how do you, what happens? You know, what do you, well, usually, you know, you have, your left arm starts aching. And then it kind of goes into your chest. So when you get that symptom, you know, go see a doctor or go to the hospital and tell them. But, and they said, really? You know, I said, yeah, you know.
I have another story. I got story. Yeah. I'm an old man. I know my story. But there's a the fellow that named Schaefer used to be the manager of JCPenney when they moved out to the mall.
Yeah.
And he was at a meeting in Phoenix, and he was driving back to his hotel room, and his left arm started. He could feel that, and he went right to the hospital, and they said that saved your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't tough it out.
Yeah.
Because he had triple bypass or maybe quadruple bypass, but you know it was the same thing.
Yeah. My first heart attack.
And I don't know why we're doing a medical show here,
but you know, that's okay. My first experience with that was both of my arms felt like they were going to fall off. And I was still working, you know, my business and everything.
Because you're a hard head.
Yeah, and hard head, you know. And, you know, I'd come in and, you know, between pores and stuff, I'd come in and do self, respirations, you know. You bend over and you breathe, and, it's like, them giving you a pound on your heart and stuff. So anyway, I was doing that, and finally one of my friends, he came up and he said, "What? You don't look good." You know, so he took me over to the fire department, and they sent me into the hospital that time. So yeah, bye.
Modern medicine, my friend.
Yes,
we'll take
amazing.
A time out. I'm going to talk to Victoria about PAR-WISE and. A topic you're not prepared for. I'm going to get you, girl.
Okay.
I'm going to get
Bring
you.
It on, Chuck.
All right. You're listening to the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, round the world, and other great cities on KQ&A.com.
Of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
Before you break ground on a new pool, plant a tree, or start any project that requires digging, make sure you've located any underground utility lines. Your safety depends on it. One scoop of a shovel or backhoe could strike a buried natural gas line or power line, and that could mean trouble, or worse. To avoid property damage or serious injury, call Arizona 811 at least 2 working days before you break ground. Utility companies will mark the location of underground lines so your project can proceed safely. Calling 811 before you dig isn't just good sense, it's required by law. If you do happen to damage an underground utility line, call 911 first and then your local utility company if there's an immediate threat of fire or injury. Remember, call 811 before you dig. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. This safety message brought to you by Unisource Energy Services.
Laying awake at night with that all-too-familiar what-if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy. Gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Oh, my goodness. What are we doing here? I had the earphones on so loud I blew wax out of one ear and into the other. Wow. We're having fun talking here, and sometimes we're making sense, and sometimes Bill Monroe just sits over there and shakes his head because there's a bunch of us old guys.
Excuse me.
Well, guys,
a couple of us old guys and a nice young lady.
You were telling me during the break, you remember your first black and white TV.
That's right. When Mom and Dad brought that home, we thought we were in seventh heaven. Of course, we all had to be exactly in front of it in order to see the picture.
And you can watch the test patterns sometimes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, until the broadcasting came on. You betcha.
So, you're in the same club.
Yeah, I am. Right? I'm there.
You're there. Hey, I don't know if you want to talk about this or if you can talk about this, but we've talked about the water being kind of an important part of the Dewey-Humboldt area, mm-hmm. And I saw an article about water harvesting. You have some thoughts on that?
Well, I know that is something that. Is definitely applied. Some of our residents up in the Dewey-Humboldt area, I know, as a matter of fact, do water harvesting. I believe it's the EPA. Is it not the EPA that possibly or some organization that is associated that does promote the water harvesting up in our area? And it would be an excellent, excellent thing to do as long as it rains.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's the big key. Are we going to get the rains now this spring and summer in order to be able to do something like that?
Yeah, well, it's not new.
Yeah,
I mean, back every farm had a cistern.
Yeah.
Yes.
All your roof water went into a gutter, mm-hmm. and that went into a cistern.
Mm-hmm.
But it was mostly used for crops, not used. Maybe you could take a shower in it and use it for bath.
I have a neighbor that, I mean, this was clear back in the 60s and 70s, and he was harvesting rainwater. And the tank is still there. The parents were no longer there, but the tank is still there, and I'm sure it still probably collects the water. So.
Well, as long as it doesn't just sit too long and grow
crusty and cookie. Yeah.
Well, it grows mosquitoes.
Yes.
Well, it depends. I have a gray water system, which is underground.
Mm-hmm.
And it collects all the water off my gutters. It also collects the water off the washing machine and the showers and the tubs. Everything else from the toilet and the bathroom sinks and the kitchen sinks, all that goes into the regular septic tank. And, we collect quite a bit of water.
It perks down eventually. And
well, we have and I got an overflow on the tank that it comes in and it runs down and waters some trees that we got in the drainage area,
mm-hmm.
and then in when we need it we can pump it up into a garden and it works great.
It's perfectly good water. Why not use it where that can be utilized the best?
And what you do is you put chlorine tablets in it just like you would a swimming pool. In order to keep it from getting moldy and crusty.
Bacteria and stuff.
Yeah, bacteria. So it works out good. It works very good. We got a 1,000-gallon tank, and, it's running over most of the time.
Oh, really?
Watering trees.
Now, I talked to a young lady not long ago who works in town, not in your town, in that town over there.
I'm
pointing over that way.
Yeah.
mentioned that your guys are going to be on the air. And said, oh, my folks live out there. And I kidded him. I said, well, we're having all the water turned off because it's got arsenic in it. But the water purification system is very important, obviously.
Well, some people that have wells, the arsenic level's not that high. you know, but if you're on a public well, you know, a water company or something like that, they have to keep it at 10 parts per billion, the arsenic level. But on your homeowner's well, the previous rate applies to homeowners, which is about 50 parts per billion. So, it, you know, unless you
now, she said she had a filter.
Yeah, well.
You
have
a filter. And you can. You can put a filter on your private well, too. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can do that. But, you know, anything, you know, private-wise, you know, anything over 50 parts per million, you might want to consider putting some kind of filter on it.
And, you know, we do. The town has offered the last couple of years a grant for water testing kits. They pick them up at town hall. They register, let the town know. Then they take the tap water, whatever, and turn it back into town. And the town expense, we send it in and have it tested, and they receive the results.
All right. A lot of things going on at town hall, including looking to develop a new city manager.
Yeah.
That's coming.
That's coming, a new clerk.
Please let us know. Let Bill Monroe know so we get that, you know, broadcast on the air. Now, big event next Wednesday. Tell us, remind everybody about your event on the 22nd.
Not next Wednesday. It'll be May 22nd.
Oh, May 22nd.
May 22nd. With everybody has ample time to plan for this. So May 22nd is our big dedication with the town association with CAFMA, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority. We are planning a dedication between 10 and 11 o'clock, and bring a chair and bring an umbrella because, number one, we never know.
It might be 95
degrees.
Or it
may be 95 and you need protection from the sun, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But we do expect quite
hopefully
a turnout.
Hopefully it'll be rain.
And we are expecting a lot of people there. But there's ample parking around those tanks, of course, because you have to be able to get those engines around them to get them filled up. So we don't anticipate any problems getting people parked, but we welcome the community. We welcome guests. This is a big deal. This has been in the works now for over 5 years. It's taken this long to get it accomplished.
Congratulations. And we got those four tanks?
Four tanks, 8,100 gallons each, just sitting there waiting.
Well, that's good news. And stay fire-wise out there, folks.
Oh, yes. Please abate your property.
Whether it's Dewey, Humboldt, or anywhere.
And we have the grants to do it. Call Town Hall, 632-7362, and ask if you qualify for those abatement grants. We got them.
Victoria, Terry.
Hey, thank you very much for bringing us in.
It's been fun.
We appreciate it. You know, and like she says, it's been fun. You know, when you go to commercials, we always get, you know,
carried away?
Carried away.
All right. The mic wasn't on, was it? All right. Hey, we'll get you back on there after your big event and find out what's going on. Thanks again.
Hey, you're welcome to come.
Thank you very much.
That's going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the news and then the great one, Mark Levin, right here on the radio, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world on KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.